All right, so ready to dive into some serious customer service power-ups.
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking AI,
Yeah.
specifically ChatGPT,
Love it.
and how small businesses can use it to honestly kind of transform their customer support.
It's a game changer, yeah.
We've got this article, it just came out on October 11th.
Oh, wow.
So it's like hot off the presses, all about using ChatGPT for amazing customer support.
And what's really got me is how practical it gets. It
Yeah.
cuts through the hype, gets right into the nuts and bolts
Totally.
of how this can make a real difference for small businesses, especially with customer support.
Which can be make or break.
Absolutely.
And it jumps right into the benefits, which like immediately hooked me.
Yeah. What were some of the ones that stood out to you?
Okay, imagine this. Instant responses.
Oh, I love that.
Major cost savings. And get this, 24/7 availability.
It's like having a whole team working around the clock.
It really is.
But better because it's AI, so it's even more efficient.
And think about it from the customer's perspective.
Oh, for sure.
How many times have you been like stuck waiting for a response from a company?
Ugh, way too many.
Especially like late at night.
Weekends, holidays,
Ugh, the
you're left hanging,
But with this.
instant gratification.
Exactly.
It shows you care, builds that loyalty,
Huge for businesses, especially small ones.
Absolutely.
And speaking of small businesses, time is money, right?
Oh, tell me about it.
So anything that frees up your time.
To focus on actually growing your business.
Yes, that's what this is all about.
It's like having an extra set of hands, but even better.
Instead of like hiring a huge team,
Which is expensive
oh, so
and
expensive.
time-consuming to manage.
You can have ChatGPT handling those kind of like those frequently asked questions, the FAQs,
Exactly, like order statuses, return
the
policies,
stuff that's important, but like,
but repetitive,
yes.
takes up so much time.
And this article, it actually breaks down the setup into like three really manageable steps,
Oh, nice. I like that.
which makes it way less intimidating.
Right. Feels doable.
Totally. So, step one,
Okay, let's hear it.
making ChatGPT sound like you,
Oh, interesting.
sound like your brand.
Because it's got to represent you, right?
Yes.
It can't just be some generic robot voice.
Exactly. So, they give you these like
What do they call them?
starter prompts.
Okay.
It's like cheat codes
Oh, like
to
that.
inject your personality into ChatGPT.
Give me an example.
Okay, so there's one that's like, hey there, ready to tackle those customer questions like a
Okay,
boss.
I see. So it's got that like fun, energetic vibe.
Exactly. And you can tweak it to like match your style.
Right. So if your brand is more like playful,
Yeah.
you could say something like, "What's up, Buttercup? Ready to answer some burning customer questions."
I love that.
Right. Make it your own.
It's all about like that authenticity.
Exactly.
Okay, so you've got ChatGPT sounding like you.
All right, check. What's next?
Step two is where it gets really cool.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
This is where you program it with answers to those common customer questions,
Like we were saying, the FAQs.
but like on steroids.
Supercharged FAQs.
Exactly.
I like it.
So where's my order?
What's your return policy?
All that stuff
The classic.
instead of, typing it out every time.
Right, manually responding.
Maybe ChatGPT's got you covered.
That's amazing.
And they even give you examples of what to say.
Oh, that's helpful. Like what?
Like if someone's asking about their order, it could say, no problem, happy to help. Could you please provide your order number so I can track that down for you?
Ooh, that's good. It sounds so natural.
It does,
It doesn't
right?
sound like a robot,
No, it sounds like a human.
which is key. You want that human touch.
Exactly, even though it's AI.
Exactly.
Okay, but now, disclaimer time.
Okay.
This isn't about like replacing your human customer support team.
No, definitely not.
It's about finding that balance.
Yeah, because you still need that human element
Absolutely.
for those trickier situations.
Yes, step three is all about that sweet spot between AI and humans.
The best of both worlds.
Right. ChatGPT is amazing for those straightforward
Those are
questions,
repetitive ones, yeah.
but you still need that human empathy,
Absolutely.
creativity,
Problem-solving skills.
that human touch.
100%.
So think of ChatGPT as like giving your human team superpowers,
Oh, I like that.
taking care of the routine stuff.
So we can focus on the more complex things.
Exactly, where humans really shine.
It's a beautiful partnership.
It really
It's like
is.
they can finally focus on those really meaty problems that require human ingenuity
Right,
instead of
exactly.
getting bogged down by the same questions over and over.
Yeah, totally.
So it frees them up to be more creative, more strategic.
Okay, but I'm curious, once you have it set up, is it like, okay, we're good, ChatGPT, take it from here?
That's a great question, and the article actually addresses that.
Okay, good.
It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
That's right.
Think of it more like you've hired a new team member. They're eager to learn, but they need some guidance, some training.
You got to show them the ropes.
Exactly. You got to check in on ChatGPT, see how it's doing, make sure it's not going off script.
Oh, so you still got to like supervise it a bit?
In a way, yeah, you need to review its interactions.
Okay.
See how it's responding to different questions.
Makes sense.
And look for areas where it could improve.
Like give it a performance review.
Exactly. And the more you refine its responses, the smarter it gets.
So it's constantly learning, basically.
Exactly. It's like on-the-job training, but for AI.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And all that data from the customer interactions, that's valuable, right?
Oh, it's pure gold. You can use that to identify those common pain points.
Oh, interesting.
See where customers are getting stuck.
Okay.
Maybe even anticipate their needs.
It's like having a crystal ball almost.
In a way, yeah. It gives you insights into your customers that you wouldn't have otherwise.
That's powerful.
And then it gets even cooler when you start talking about integrations.
Okay, integrations with other business tools, right?
Exactly. Imagine connecting ChatGPT to your CRM, your e-commerce platform, even your order tracking.
So it's all connected.
Seamlessly. No more data silos. Everything's talking to each other.
Oh, that's next level.
It's like giving ChatGPT access to all the information it needs to provide the best possible customer experience.
Okay, give me an example. How would this play out in real life?
Sure. Let's say a customer messages you through your website chat, asking about their order.
Okay, classic.
Because ChatGPT is integrated with your order tracking system, it can instantly access their order status, shipping info, maybe even suggest other products they might be interested in.
All while still sounding like human and helpful.
Exactly. It's about providing a seamless and personalized experience.
Okay, I gotta ask, anything else in the article that really stood out?
You know, there's one more thing, and I think it's crucial for anyone diving into the world of AI.
Okay, lay it on me.
It's all about staying ahead of the curve.
Oh, interesting. What do you mean?
AI is evolving so quickly. ChatGPT is amazing now, but it's only going to get more sophisticated.
So we got to keep up.
Exactly. Stay informed about new advancements, new features, new integration.
So it's not a one and done thing. It's an ongoing process.
Exactly. Think of it like learning a new language.
Right. You don't just learn it overnight.
Exactly. It takes time, practice, exploration.
But that can feel overwhelming, right? Yeah. Like, where do you even begin?
I hear you. It's a lot to take in. But I think the key is to focus on your specific needs.
Okay, that makes sense.
What are the biggest customer service challenges in your business?
Right.
Once you identify those pain points, then you can start exploring the AI solutions that directly address those challenges.
So be strategic about it.
Exactly. Work smarter, not harder.
Love it. And the article does a good job of showing how this can work across different industries, right?
Absolutely. From e-commerce to local businesses to online education.
There's an example for everyone.
Exactly. It's about adapting the technology to your specific needs and goals.
So cool. So what would you say is like the biggest takeaway for our listeners?
You know, for me, it's that ChatGPT isn't some far-off futuristic fantasy.
Right.
It's here. It's accessible.
Because now.
And it has the potential to really transform how small businesses handle customer support. It's about, you know, working smarter, not harder.
Totally. And not being afraid to, like, embrace the future of customer service.
Exactly. Because this is the future. It's already here.
And it's not about, like, getting rid of that human touch either.
No, it's about making it even better.
Right. By letting AI handle some of the load.
Yeah. So you can focus on building those real relationships with your customers.
The stuff that really matters.
Exactly. And the best part is you don't need to be like a tech genius to figure this out.
Right. If you can write an email, you can handle this.
Exactly. There's no excuse not to at least try it out.
It's true. It's like the best time
to plant a tree was 20 years ago.
Yes. That's the one.
The second best time is now.
Exactly. Yeah. So jump in. The water's fine.
The AI water's fine. Yeah. Come on in.
So if you're feeling even a little curious about AI and customer support,
which you should be,
this article is like your permission slip.
It's your roadmap.
To dive in, experiment, and see what's possible.
Because the possibilities really are endless.
They really are. All right. That's it for our deep dive on using ChatGPT for small business customer support.
Such a fascinating topic.
It really is. And such a game changer for businesses of all sizes.
Absolutely. It's leveling the playing field.
Big time. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go set up my own ChatGPT chatbot.
Me too. There's no time to waste.
Exactly. Until next time.
See ya.